Good morning. It's 7:50 a.m. on January 15th, 2017. It's Nasdaq out here this morning. It's Nasdaq. It's completely overcast. It's socked right in. It's gray and dark. Although sun's up there somewhere. It's 30 degrees, more or less. Probably less. It's not cold enough. My beard is sticking, so it's not that cold. But it's nasty. It's wet. It's foggy. It isn't exactly freezing fog, but it could be close. And I have a stone. I have a little tiny piece of something in my left boot. I don't know where it came from or how it got there. But I will be glad to get this boot off and get it out. I've thought three times of stopping and taking off the boot. If the bus stop bench still had been there on West 20th, I probably would have. But they've taken out a lot of the benches. So I've been walking fast, trying to catch up a little heat. Yesterday was a productive day, if not as productive as I wanted, but I did get a bunch of stuff done. Little things. The office is coming together. I need to get a box from the garage and throw a bunch of stuff in it that needs to go to recycling. I got a ton of dead and failing earphones. Damn it. Every once in a while it stops. It shifts inside my boot, the little book, the little rock. And I get a few steps of pain-free walking. Then it comes back. Tedious. So yeah, I got some stuff done yesterday. The week two of the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers workshop proposals have come in and gone back already. There weren't very many. I got them all done this morning. I found them in my inbox when I got up. I took care of them and put them away, sent them back. So that's off my table for the week. I worked on the sticky bit in the story yesterday. And I got pieces of it. It's still pretty forced. It's still pretty dumb. But it's better. It's better than it was. I just need to tie it into what comes next, and then I can move it along and get this story rolling again. Today is the goal for that, to get that story rolling again, to get up to 5K a day until the sucker's done. I don't expect to make it. It's my goal. I'm going to shoot for it. It'll take time. It'll take hours. But we'll do what we do. There's a lot of sounds out this morning. I heard the train. It's very still. The air is very still. I heard the train 3 miles away, 5 miles away, whatever it is. Over on the east side of town coming through. I'm smelling the exhaust of every single car that goes by. It's quiet here in the neighborhood. Nobody's doing any laundry yet. At least I haven't smelled any. The cat came home yesterday. He's been lounging around. He hasn't eaten yet. We're a little concerned. Today's going on. See, hasn't he? He didn't have anything to eat overnight Friday night. And as far as we know, we haven't had anything to eat since. So he's probably pretty hungry. But his mouth is also pretty sore. And keep him from dehydrating or dying from starvation. The doctor assures us that he'll have quite a long and happy life once we get beyond this unpleasantness. And I'm afraid we're going to have to go through it with at least one more cat. We'll see. One day at a time, one day at a time, one step at a time. One, two, three, four steps. I'm making progress. Some days it seems kind of slow. The meditation is doing what it's supposed to do in terms of giving me headspace. Giving me time to think, to ponder. It's helped me to approach both the depression and the ADHD with a different mindset, with a curiosity that lets me look and say, oh, look, this thing is happening now. And then letting it go. And sometimes that thing just keeps happening. Sometimes by letting it go, by identifying it, by pointing it out and saying, oh, look, squirrel. I'm able to admire the squirrel for a moment and then turn my back on it and keep moving. The idea with the depression is to be aware of it. Depression isn't a thing, it's a collection. And sometimes, rather than walking along and finding myself suddenly in a hole, I can observe parts and take steps to walk around the hole. So do extra self-care, do something to recognize and honor the voices in my head without letting them work too hard to tear me down. Monk post. Changing the voices in my head is, and has been, probably the biggest help. I started a practice long ago where I every once in a while I will catch myself saying, you suck! Oh God, this is terrible! And then we'll stop and say, no, this is just part of the process. You don't suck. some of the things you do don't work out the way you want, but then you notice it and you fix it, which is pretty much the opposite of you suck. It's pretty much the opposite of something bad. So I fix it. I recognize it and then I fix it. And I don't have to suck. Patrick McLean has an audio, or maybe it's a blog post, I don't remember. But you have to suck, you have to let yourself suck for 5 minutes. And if you can get beyond that first 5 minutes, then chances are you'll be so absorbed in whatever it is that you're doing that you'll forget about the you suck part. I pushed my big hood back and now I wish I hadn't. My ears are cold. Terrible problems this morning. Rocks in my shoes, my ears are freezing. The guy finally fixed his fence. If I walk faster, I'll jar the rock out of place. Or at least jar it to a new place. So the other thing I'm thinking about, besides the story and Ishmael Huang and what's going to happen to Pip, is breakfast. I think it's an oatmeal morning. I think I'm going to make oatmeal with cranberries and enjoy a heaping bowl of fibery goodness. Just noticed a house down on the cul-de-sac here has a stone angel in the front yard. All I can think of is don't blink. Come on, you can make it. You can do it. I don't want to stop and take my boot off. That's the problem. That's the silly bit. That's the stupidness. Where I'm willing to walk on the thing, and now I've got three of them in there running around under my feet. Probably inside my sock. And rather than stop and do the logical thing, and take the shoe off and suffer the freezing cold on my nice warm tootsie for the few seconds it takes me to strip it off, dump out the rocks, put it back all together again, and get bundled up and off. That minute is beyond my ability, where my ability to walk on rocks in my shoes is much greater. My logic is not good here on this morning. I think there's a metaphor here. I think it's a metaphor. I'm not sure what this insight into my character is telling me. I don't know if it's something about writing or if it's something about the way I live my life. Jesus, God. Dove. Like, right in my head. I'm looking around trying to find it, and it's just almost directly over my head. Squawking away. Finally flew off. A little startling to have it be quite so close and quite so loud. Okay, here we go. Last. Along the park, be in the moment, observe the grasses. Lots of tall weeds sticking up through. Little humps of snow out there scattered around in the grass. There's potential that it might snow here this morning. One of the reasons that I wanted to get out early was that in case it snows, I don't want to be trying to traverse the ice. It's only a small chance it may not snow at all. And, you know, 30 degrees, 28 degrees, 30 degrees, whatever it is. That's not terrible. Even the official temperature is 20, but without a wind chill, it's tolerable. I'm dressed in my longies. I've got my woolens on. Extra hats. I'm good. Except for my shoe. Oh, he took down his Christmas decorations finally. This is a really challenge, is to notice when something is gone. Notice when something is not there. You have to have a good picture of what's supposed to be there to notice that something is missing. That's why doing grocery lists is so difficult, because you look in the pantry and see all the things that are there, at least for me. The challenge is to look in the pantry and see all the things that aren't there. Probably what I need to do is build a standard grocery inventory, so I can go through and say, do I have this? Yes. Do I have this? Yes. Do I have this? Yes. Do I have this? No. Oh, okay. I better get some. Too much work. I got better things to do, like write new stories. Speaking of which, I think I'll go do that right after I make breakfast, because I'm at the back gate, the point where I say, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.